A lot of big things going on around the Breckenridge County area. It's the busy summer season, kickoff to the summer months. In fact, we are just, 10 days away from the official start of summer. And just in time, we've got Adam Warren with the Army Corps of Engineers in the studio. And good morning, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. And Adam, this is one of the big things that everybody looks for, and we'll talk about some of the logistics if this will come off right, as we was talking off air, but the Cardboard Regatta is coming up at Rough River.
Right. It's next Saturday, June 22nd.
And, of course, you was telling me a little bit earlier that, all the rain has impacted the water level, and that could, depending on how Mother Nature right. treats us in the next few days, impact maybe how that works.
Right. We've gotten about right at 8 inches of rain over the last 7-8 days
sure.
on the lake, which is, of course, raised the lake up. We're about 8 feet over summer pool. So the event is hosted at North Fork Beach. The beach is closed right now just because of the high water levels. The water is up in the parking lot. So if that is still the case next weekend, we're probably going to have to postpone the event. It'll be sometime the end of July. We'll know that the end of this week, and we'll post that out
sure.
when we know when that's going to be.
But this is a unique thing. I know this is, the fifth, sixth
this
year?
This is seventh year.
Okay, yes. I've lost track of time.
Seventh year.
But this is something unique that all ages can get involved. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so it's a really fun event. It's super easy. Make a boat out of cardboard, duct tape the seams up, bring it out, see how good it floats.
And you have me at the word duct tape.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about. But
the more duct tape, the better.
less seams. So.
That's right.
But this is something that I know a lot of people from a lot of age brackets enjoy. It's something that maybe older folks did as a child, and they sort of relive their childhood, or maybe teach their kids or grandkids that art, and that's just a unique family experience that you don't get a chance in modern society with all the cell phones and stuff.
Right. And this, we do this in coordination with our friends group. They pay for the trophies and different things. We have different classes where people can put in for us. We have a group class. We've had people build boats and had almost 10 people in one of these cardboard boats, so they work. We had a lady bring a boat back for 4 years straight, same boat. And then the fourth year, she wanted to build a new boat, so she paddled it around in the beach for about 4 hours till it finally sank. So, and then she built the new one the next year.
So, that's something. Now, tell us about the course. Now, how does this work when you put in? Is it actually, you get out there and see if you sink or swim, basically?
Yes. So, what happens is we'll have different races and have different legs of the race. So, each class will go. If there's enough people, we might have to do two heats to get everybody to do it once, but we'll do it just to the left. If you're on the parking lot, just to the left of the beach, we go out 100, 150 feet out in the water. We have a little buoy. You go out around the buoy and come back. So it's not a long race.
Okay.
And even if you think you can't do it, we have an award for the most likely. We have a Titanic award. So the one for the most likely to sink, if you just throw one together that morning to come out, you may still win a trophy.
All right. So it's equal opportunity.
That's right.
So I like contests like that. Again, are they entry fees for this?
There's not. It's a totally free event.
Okay.
We used to charge fees to help cover the cost of the trophies, but we decided to try to get more people involved, and the trophies aren't that expensive, so we did away with the fees a couple years ago. It's a totally free event. We usually have 400 or 500 spectators come.
Sure.
There's more spectators than involved. We had about 14 boats last year.
Right.
But we usually have about 10. So, the more we have, the more fun it's going to be.
Sure. Now, if somebody is just coming across this, maybe they're driving, where can they get some more information on all of this?
They can call us at our office. Our phone number is 270-257-2061. They can get on our Facebook page, make comments on there, Rough River Lake Facebook page. Just make sure it's the Corps of Engineers site.
Sure.
And we can help them on there. But just give us a call. We can give you all the information you need. It's really simple. I mean, you can go, the best cardboard is like appliance where you get refrigerator, stove, because it's more heavy duty.
Sure.
If you go to a hardware store, appliance store, they may be able to hook you up with some big sheets of cardboard. You can make you a nice boat.
That would be really key, especially if you're trying to remake the Titanic.
Right.
So it's a big vessel. But while we're talking with you, obviously we want everybody to be safe, not only for this event, but because of the flooding around on the waterways, what are some of the things that people need to look out for?
Absolutely. So especially when the water's high, when it's came up very quickly like it has in the last week, you're going to have a lot of floating debris and things like that on the lake. So if you're going to be out on the water, just be mindful. There's probably going to be sticks and logs and different things floating around out there. It always, if you're, no matter where the lake is, if you're going to be on the water, make sure you wear your life jacket while you're out there. 12 and under legally has to have their life jacket on in the boat, but we strongly recommend that everybody wear their life jacket. If you see us out there, we're going to have it on the whole time we're out there. So we're not telling you one thing and doing a different thing. Sure. We're going to be out there doing the same thing.
Right. So good words of wisdom. Anything else you would like to share? Or
just like I said, we want everybody to be safe. We love everybody coming out to the lake. We want to see you. We want to see you go home at the end of the day, too. So just be safe when you're out there. Make sure when you're there on the water to wear your life jacket.
All right, Adam. Let's rerun over some of the info here. The Cardboard Regatta with the Friends of Rough River and the Army Corps of Engineers coming up at June 22nd. And what time does that start?
The registration starts at 10 o'clock. Okay. And the event will start at 11.
At 11.
And it usually takes an hour, hour and a half for the whole event. So it's not a long event.
Right. Okay. So anyway, give us the Facebook and phone numbers again.
All right. So our Facebook page is, you can just search Rough River Lake Corps of Engineers and it will come up. Our phone number is 270-257-2061. And you can talk to anybody there that we can give you information about this event or any other event.
All right. Well, it sounds great. Adam, thanks for coming in and sharing this with us.
No problem. Thanks,
forward to seeing
thanks
you
for having me.
All right. Adam Warren with the Army Corps of Engineers here on the Hometown Morning Show. And, of course, if you missed our conversation, you can go back and check that out here in just a little bit on our website at WXBC1043.com.